Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am your host, medium Michelle Stockatelny, the owner of The Spirit Guided Path. I am a spiritual medium, healer, and teacher, and I have been enjoying this incredible journey, which has now taken me to share 30 minutes with you each week to bring you messages of love, peace, and healing from spirit, as well as teachings that will hopefully enhance your own spiritual practices as we all continue to navigate through this experience called life. Today we will be discussing mindful meditation. No doubt if you are listening to this program, you have tried to incorporate meditation into your life, and possibly with great success. However, for many people, it does become difficult to achieve this goal. And the reason I find this mostly has to do with our expectations regarding the outcome of said meditation. By now, you have likely seen this quote circulating through your social media pages. If every 8-year-old in the world is taught meditation, we will eliminate violence from the world within one generation, quoted by the Dalai Lama. I absolutely do agree with this, don't you? But how can we expect this of the children if we, the current adults of this time, are not mindfully meditating ourselves? We cannot teach what we are not willing to truly learn. And so if we have this bright and beautiful idea for our children's future, we need to be willing to start from within, to look deep into ourselves, and be willing to roll up our sleeves and do the work. But meditation shouldn't actually be work, should it? You might be asking me right now. No, in itself, meditation is not work, but it is what you do with the time in between your meditation sessions that work is meant to be done. And by work, I mean using what has come from the meditation and taking action, whether it is to learn acceptance, forgiveness, letting go, patience, compassion, etc., towards both others and ourselves. Meditation is not meant to cure or heal or provide you with endless amounts of enlightenment, though that would be nice. Meditation, at least in my own personal perspective, is meant to help us achieve clarity, inner peace, and the ability to focus on the moment that really matters right now. You'll find that some people really focus on, you know, too much of the future, too much of the past. And what does it mean to be in the moment? It doesn't mean to be always constantly full of joy and peace and happiness and contentment, although that would be nice. This world is difficult and frustrating a lot of the time, especially during this time of season when so many of us are feeling the weight of expectation, feeling the weight of stress that we should be going above and beyond and, you know, trying to show everyone how much we love them through purchasing material items that for the most part we don't need. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it is a beautiful thing to, you know, think of a beautiful, memorable gift to give someone, something that means something to them, something that shows them just how much you know them. And, you know, but it should never put a strain on you. You should never be focused on how much money that you spent on somebody or, you know, how many items you're providing for them and if it's enough and does it show how much you love them. These kind of things run through our minds, and it's unfortunate because I think overall we don't want to feel that way. We aren't, you know, naturally materialistic, but with so much going on in this life, we tend to kind of get to that point where it's hard to get out of that thinking, and we don't want to think like that. We don't want to feel that way. And this is why we're talking about meditation today, because as we gear up for the wonderful holidays that are coming up in the next few weeks, however you celebrate them, I mean, everyone has their own beautiful celebrations, their own beautiful holidays. And I hope that whatever you're doing to celebrate, that you are being very mindful of what you're expecting of yourself and what you're expecting of other people, and that you're taking good care of yourself, especially taking the time to meditate every day. Because if you don't, you know, obviously not every day is going to be perfect, and you're not going to be able to incorporate 30 wonderful minutes of meditation every day. And if you can, oh, more power to you. But I know I certainly can't. It's hard enough to find time, you know, to even do a radio show for me right now, which I'm grateful for. I'm glad to be busy. But I, you know, it just shows you that we have to keep things in perspective. And that's what being mindful is all about, perspective, and recognizing that there is so much that we have to prioritize in this life. I mean, it's easy to write down a to-do list that is miles long, but how much of it do you really need to do? And so this is why we want to talk about mindful meditation today, because It is an incredible thing to do, to become more mindful, to let go of what we don't need in this life. So we are so focused on what has happened in this life and what was said or done and what we have experienced and are now holding on to. And our thoughts are constantly consumed by what might be, what could happen, and the worst case scenarios for situations that we're not even certain we will be in. If our worries, thoughts, and stresses from the past and the future could produce physical manifestations other than the lingering and worsening health issues that we often endure, we would see everyone carrying around many pounds worth of bricks, dual energy, which is basically everything that we are still carrying emotionally, mentally, and spiritually that we no longer need on our paths. So when I say if we could see this, you know, as you'd say, just try to visualize people being kind of carrying these bricks with them, you know, in any which way. That's how I feel when I connect with somebody through mediumship reading, when I can tell that they have not released, not healed, are very much carrying their past with them. There's a heaviness to the energy, and it can feel just very draining and tiresome. It's very heavy and dense, and this is what it feels like. You know, there's different, it's hard for me to explain sometimes exactly what I feel when I connect with somebody's energy, because the same kind of heaviness can also be related to grief, which is understandable, but grief has a different kind of heaviness to it, because it's, if I was to try to find a way to explain this to you, which I try to do when I teach about mediumship, when you carry the past with you, a medium will pick up on this simply because there's a heaviness around your energy. It feels slower and more tired, and almost like things just feel more difficult. It's like it's hard to move, and to feel grief on somebody, it's more of a heaviness, specifically in the chest area, I find, because that heart chakra is very affected by grief, and you can kind of tell. Again, depending on how long you've been practicing it and how long you've been working on it, but you can kind of tell where somebody is on their own grief based on the heaviness you feel on their chest. But today we're talking more about, you know, what we're carrying with us, all that past stuff, all of our regrets, all of that guilt. Every time you tell yourself that you deserve to be punished for something, or every time you tell yourself that you're not worthy, and sometimes you might even say, well, I don't actually tell myself those things. When we say things like actions speak louder than words in this life, we also mean how you act about or towards yourself is much louder than you know, even the words you say to or about yourself. You know, so if you're, say for instance, you know that you really need to focus on eating a little bit more healthily, to kind of focus on better hydration, better nutrition. But yet, when you're feeling very low and kind of sad, and you know you're having a tough day, you know, you reward yourself for getting through it with something that, you know, you definitely don't need. And it's okay to treat yourself, absolutely. But be mindful of what you're intaking and how you're feeling around it, because often we find solace in, you know, with chocolate or something that we love. And I'm no different. I have my days, right? But it's because I have those days and because I know what it's like that I can say this, that, you know, we need to be very mindful of what emotions we're feeling when we are maybe indulging in things that we shouldn't so much. And that doesn't mean we have to live a perfect life full of perfect nutrition. And, you know, it's not easy for anyone to do so. You know, you have to do what's right for you. You still have to live this life. And that's a very important, you know, you don't want to go. Sometimes I find people start to incorporate meditation and they kind of go too far the other way, where before they might not have been taking care of their bodies, minds, or spirits at all. And then they try to just focus all of their energy on taking care of it, so much so that they, you know, kind of, it's just too much. They're lacking in trying to rebuild relationships and maintain connections with people. We have to maintain balance. And I think that's what mindfulness is really all about, is being mindful and aware of what we need to do to balance out our lives. You know, it's very difficult sometimes to see how we might be out of balance, but this is why we want to meditate. And there's so much that you can learn about yourself and where you're at and on your, you know, particular time in this, on your path, by incorporating meditation. And it's not about completely silencing the mind. I don't know about you, but I am not completely convinced that it is actually possible for us to completely have a mind void of thought. I do, however, believe that with enough practice and dedication, we are fully capable of focusing on one thought at a time and not be overwhelmed by a constant flow of worry, doubt, and fear. This, again, based on my own experience, is what I feel is worth striving for when beginning to meditate. So I have had a number of students who have tried to listen to guided meditations in the past, and they often found them frustrating. They have sat in a silent house cross-legged with incense, candles, or sage burning, and found it irritating how they couldn't quiet their thoughts long enough to connect with spirit. What I have pointed out to them is that that thought is how we connect with spirit for the most part. And if we patiently pay attention to what we are thinking about during meditation, as opposed to fighting with those thoughts, we might actually become aware of what our guides and loved ones are trying to share with us, which usually has to do with what we are ready to heal from, to release, and begin focusing on. And so I find when I encourage people to meditate in this way, to pay attention to their thoughts, they get really annoyed by what they're thinking about, because it's usually the last thing they want to think about, something that bothered them from weeks ago, or it could be any number of things. But you have to understand that your guides and loved ones aren't going to come forward and tell you, you know, what you're, often people want to hear about, well, should I break up with so-and-so? Should I, do this or do that? Like, what should I do with the house? What should I do with that? I understand that you really, really want to have those answers or guidance from your loved ones and spirit guides. But from where they are, that stuff really isn't the most important thing at the moment. The most important thing that they can do for you is to help you on your path, which involves healing and getting in touch with your emotions and getting in touch with who you are at your core, which is sometimes not what you're actually focused on when you're meditating, but your guides and loved ones know and can see a little bit further. They can see the bigger picture than you can right now. And so I would say, let go a bit and trust that what they're giving you during that time, during that mindful meditation, whatever it is they're giving you, it is a beautiful blessing and a gift, because they know what you need, even though it may be the exact opposite of what you want. So you have to enter into this kind of practice with not so much no expectations, but with an open mind. Okay, if you go in there expecting that, you know, after 3 or 4 sessions, you're going to be receiving, you know, tons of channeled information from your loved ones and guides, you're putting pressure on yourself that is not going to help anyone at all, because it's blocking what is meant to come through. And then you're disappointed and frustrated and have no desire to continue with it at all. So when you start, and of course, everyone's going to be writing those New Year's resolutions very soon, I would say start before the New Year, if you can, especially during the next few weeks as we lead up and experience these holidays, which tend to provide a little bit of extra stress in our lives, depending on what you have going on. For myself, I love the holidays. I do celebrate, and I find that even though I teach this and I live it every single day, it is a struggle sometimes to walk the walk and talk the talk, because you get so caught up in things. And it is hard not to be. So I completely empathize with everyone who is going through a stressful time right now, because, you know, even for someone like me whose whole life is based around talking about this and doing this and teaching this and trying to provide that healing and peace and closure to everyone possible, you know, it doesn't make my life that much easier. I still have to go through exactly the same things that you do. And it helps me to appreciate the fact that we did come here to experience this wonderful life. As difficult and frustrating as it may be sometimes, it is a blessing, and I'm very grateful for it. Okay, so this is something I want to try to get you to do over the next few weeks leading up to the New Year. So hopefully by the time you get to the New Year, you'll already have incorporated this into your life at least a little bit, and then you can kind of run with it when hopefully you'll have a little bit more time to yourself. So if you find that you're in a similar position and you feel like you've tried everything, I want you to try this for the next week or so. Every day during a time when you are not going to feel rushed, so likely first thing in the morning when you wake up or in the evening before you go to sleep, take time to do a task in your home, such as folding laundry, cleaning dishes, dusting or vacuuming, or if you live in a place that is much warmer than where I am, mowing the lawn, or if you're in the frigid cold like we are, shoveling your driveway, or even, you know, gearing up for the holidays, wrapping gifts, or, you know, get preparing and decorating. During these tasks, while you're doing these kind of things, it keeps your body physically busy, but your mind not so much, because you don't need to focus 100% of attention on doing these kind of things. So, and definitely don't do this while you're driving. I want you to focus when you're driving, please. But during doing a task at home, let your thoughts just wander and see where they go. So are you focusing on what a coworker said today and wondering why you took it so personally? Or are you worrying about a meeting or event that is coming up next week and noticing that you are gravitating towards fear of the future outcomes that you simply cannot fully control? Where your thoughts go when you are doing this task will tell you a lot about where you are mentally a good majority of your time, and give you the idea of a baseline. This is your normal. This is where you are at right now with your mentality and your thoughts and what you're focused on in this life. So are you finding that you're overwhelmed with worry or feeling at peace with yourself and around yourself? Do you feel sad, angry, or anxious about the past or the future or both? Or are you thinking about a loved one in spirit and something that would have made you both laugh together? Where your thoughts go will tell you everything about where you are on your own personal path towards a practice of mindful meditation. And so how I've explained this to people in the past is, if your thoughts gravitate towards things that have already happened, and especially memories and interactions that you kind of don't want to think about, and you notice and can sense that you have a physical or emotional unpleasant reaction to it, that tells you that it requires healing. I can't tell you how many times that I have been doing a reading for somebody, and I bring this up to them because I can sense it and feel it, and spirit is telling me what's going on, and they're flat out denial. No, I've healed from that. I am fine. I let it go. But yeah, I can see plain as day that that's simply not the case. And I don't want to tell someone that they're, you know, it's not up to me to convince somebody of what they must heal from. But if spirit is providing this information for them, I'd say take it seriously, because it's coming up because you need to heal from it. And then, you know, later on, maybe a week or two, even a year later, I might get a message, or, you know, next time I do a reading for them. Oh, yeah, about that thing you talked about. Yes, I finally did have to come to terms with it, or I had to deal with it, and it did come up again and again, and I finally dealt with it, and I feel so much better, which is great. I love to hear that kind of validation. And it just goes to show you that spirit really does know what you need. And so if you're doing this task, like during this task, and you're kind of letting your thoughts wander and you're finding you are thinking about things you don't want to be thinking about, don't push it down further. If it's coming up, it is a blessing, because it's telling you, it's basically from your guides saying, hello there. You are ready to heal from this, even though you don't want to deal with it, but you'll feel so much better if you do. And when we heal from things, we have to accept, forgive, and let go. We can't just let it go. Letting go is, that's the last step. And if you skip over the first two, it's always going to stay with you. But by healing from it, you raise your vibration. And so it is not fun to go through. I understand that. I can only encourage that you do, simply because I've already done this for the majority of my past situations that I've had to heal from in this life. And, you know, it wasn't easy. It was very unpleasant at times, because you have to go through it. You have to think about it. You have to feel it again. But you can accept what happened. It doesn't mean that it was okay with you. You can forgive others and yourself for what was said or done. Again, when you forgive others especially, it doesn't mean that whatever they might have said or done is okay with you. It means that you're simply not going to allow it to have any more power over you in this life. One thing I find, again, and I'm only speaking from my own experience as a medium in this life, but one thing I find when someone's really holding on to something and is unwilling to heal from it or do the work to heal from it, they have the tendency to make decisions about the future or make decisions about their present moment based on what they experienced from that time. So this is what I mean by these situations having power over you. You might find, like, you know, for instance, okay, if you have a relationship that ended badly and somebody was unfaithful, I mean, that is horrible. And I, you know, my heart goes out to anyone that experiences anything like that. But if you never heal from it, if you never truly take the time to heal from it, it's always on your mind when you enter into a new relationship. And thus, you know, you enter into this new relationship with this person who's done nothing wrong and nothing to deserve your distrust. But at your core, subconsciously, you're distrustful of them because of what you experienced. And so you cannot continue on in the most healthy way in this life if you're not willing to look at what's already happened and heal from it, reflect all of that. You have to be willing to take a look at it. Okay. So what do you do with the information that you receive during that mindful meditation that you're engaging in? And you might say, well, if I'm doing a task, if I'm folding laundry, I'm not sitting there meditating. Actually, you are. You can do this while you're walking. If it's nice outside, or if you're a much braver soul than I am and you want to go outside in the cold, take a 10-minute walk and do this. Walking is perfect for this mindful meditation, because I find when you're physically engaging the body in a task that doesn't require your full conscious attention to kind of, well, you might call it zoning out or daydreaming or whatever you want to call it. This means that we are connected much more fully with spirit because we're not kind of paying attention to it. Does that make sense? So you need to engage your body in a simple task that you can do kind of, not mindlessly completely, but you know what I mean. I think you understand. And so what do you do with that information? What comes next is simply a matter of retraining your thought habits. So if you're already in a peaceful, in-the-moment mode of being, then this won't be too helpful. But for most of us, we're on that more anxious and stressed outside of things right now. So this will be useful to you as you continue on. So when you do that next task that does not require you to fully focus your attention on, and as a side note, I have been saying for years that I think this is one of the reasons we all have so much to do when it comes to daily living. Those tasks, all the mundane things you don't want to do in your home, give us the opportunity to quote-unquote zone out a bit and connect with spirit in a very simple way. And most of us are completely unaware that we're doing it. Have you ever kind of just snapped out of it and kind of felt like you were a million miles away? What do you think you were doing? You were connecting with your loved ones and guides. And we all do it. And it's so easy. And it's not, you don't need to be gifted. You don't need to have any special training. Spirit is there for everyone. It is not for the special few. We're all special and we all get to connect and we do it all the time. But anyway, I digress. So when you are doing that next task, begin to inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth at least 10 times. Mindfully feeling that with every inhalation, you are bringing in love, healing, and peace. And with every exhalation, you are releasing fear, doubt, and tension. This is mindful breathing, and it is very centering, balancing, and a productive way for you to get oxygen everywhere your body needs it, as we tend to be shallow breathers in this day and time, and it helps you to focus and feel grounded. And then next, pay attention to your thoughts without judgment. Do you find that you become a little angry or frustrated with yourself depending on what you start to think about? That is unnecessary judgment, and it has simply no place in your life. Say to yourself, I will accept my thoughts without judgment. And as the next thought arrives, accept it. If it is about the past, ask yourself, what am I holding on to? If it is about the future, ask yourself, is this something I can control? You might feel a little silly asking yourself these questions, but what you're really doing is beginning to understand what it is your higher self, which is basically your subconscious mind or spirit, is trying to tell you. And to understand this, you must be willing to look at yourself with a magnifying glass for the time being and learn to be very open and honest with yourself. And that doesn't mean you'll always have to be this way. You won't always have to ask yourself these follow-up questions and really delve deep into the psyche and to try to understand every little thought that you have. But for the time being, if you really want to meditate, which I think we all should do, even if it's just a matter of closing our eyes for 5 minutes and breathing, as I suggested, that mindful deep breathing, even if you feel nothing comes of it, it's still a healing, wonderful experience for you to connect, to kind of center and balance your energies again. And when I say you have to look at yourself with a magnifying glass, it means getting to know yourself a little bit better. Sometimes you're just so rushing through life, going from one activity to another, one thing on our to-do list after another, and not really taking time to focus on what we feel or what we're experiencing. We're asking ourselves why we react in certain ways. You know, if you find that you have a bit of a short fuse right now, but generally you're a patient, loving person, it means that you're overtaxed. Your body and your mind and your spirit need to rejuvenate. They need rest. And we are so unwilling to allow ourselves to rest in this day and time, and I have no idea why. But I'm just as guilty of it as you are, so I can't be one to speak. but it's because I know that we have to, that I say this to you, we have to take time for ourselves. And so I'm not suggesting that you, you know, carve out an hour every single day for meditation. It might not be plausible in your life right now. But to get there, to get to a place where you can take 10 minutes for yourself a day, wouldn't that be amazing? You owe it to yourself. You are worthy of that time. And whatever comes of it, even if it just helps you to kind of get in touch with what you're feeling physically, because sometimes we ignore what we're feeling, this is very important for your health. While we're in this physical world, your physical health is extremely important, and your body tells you everything you need to know right now about where you're at physically. Because where you're at physically also gives you an idea of where you're at emotionally. And so if you're finding that you're catching every virus under the sun, or if you are constantly being plagued with aches and pains, of course, we're in a physical world, so you must get checked out by a physical world doctor first and foremost. But if you're finding that you've been to everyone and there's simply no suggestions about what to do to make yourself feel better, they can't find anything quote-unquote wrong, then look towards what you're going through emotionally. Do you have grief that has been left unhealed? Do you have stress that is going on that you simply don't know what to do about? There's so much we can do to improve our lives. And I think it needs to start by taking 5 to 10 minutes a day to do this mindful meditation and to become much more aware of where we're at on our own paths at this time. There is definitely much more to share on this topic, but this information will get you started, especially, as I said, as you prepare for the upcoming holidays and the new year. I want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to share this with you today. I have enjoyed it. I always enjoy speaking to you, and I am looking forward to coming back on the air either in 2 weeks or in the new year and connecting you with Spirit once again. I hope that you will contact me if you have any questions. I am on Facebook, and you can follow me there. And I want to wish each of you the most beautiful, wonderful holiday season, however you celebrate it. And please take time to celebrate and honor yourself. Think about this past year, where you have come in these short 12 months, and where you hope to be in the next year. I want to wish you so many blessings of love, peace, and healing always. Thank you. Bye.